Skagway gets ready to pass a new municipal budget after a tough year for the local economy. And Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium receives its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The municipality of Skagway is poised to pass a new budget after a season without the influx of sales tax revenue from cruise ships. The biggest cuts in the budget are to come out of capital projects. The biggest impact of the budget will be to diminish savings. Borough Manager Brad Ryan checked in with KHNS reporter Claire Strempel about how the budget has to fund a potential cruise ship season next year without overspending.
We budgeted for 25% of a normal year this year. We're hoping for that, truthfully. And then the rest of the budget is being covered by the sales tax fund balance that we had from previous years, as well as the CPV fund balance. And on top of it, we cut back on almost all major projects. So we have a very, very small capital improvement project list. And of that, nearly all of it is CPV projects. And we're just holding off on what the projects would be necessary under sales tax.
That must be really hard as a manager. You have to go through and make those first cuts. What are the first decisions that you have to make, and what are the most challenging?
Probably the biggest decision was to put forward a budget that is going to significantly spend down our fund balances so that we can maintain our government structure and be prepared for cruise passengers to come back. So to convince the community and the assembly that we should still put forward a budget that is relatively large compared to what we're bringing in and right on our reserves, that's what they're for, so that we can maintain the fabric of our community and be ready for cruise ships to come back. So, you know, saying that out loud is hard because you're being asked, well, how are you going to replace this? And the answer, or the revenue stream, and that is the answer is we have to be prepared for 2022 to come back, and that's where we're at.
What are the places where people are pushing back the most or hoping to either preserve more programs or cut spending?
I don't know that anybody's really pushing anywhere right now. I feel like the assembly understands that this is a proposed budget. And I've said this to them over and over again at every opportunity. This is a budget that allows us to respond if we get a cruise ship season back. But I don't think this is a budget that we adopt tonight and we think, oh, that's the budget we're running with. I think we're going to revisit this budget every month until something becomes very apparent. You know, we're getting the revenue we predicted, or we're not getting the revenue, or we're getting more. And I think we're going to be monitoring it monthly and potentially very significant budget amendments depending on what happens with our economy. So I don't think we're going into this budget cycle thinking that this is the budget we're going to see even in 3 months when we're there. And you know, kind of in response to that, I have frozen like all hiring and all travel and training without a written explanation from any of my staff. So we are not hiring positions and putting programs on the ground for the first 3 months of this budget. So going through March, we're not going to do much. I mean, we're going to hang on and we're going to do what we do to maintain our, you know, the status quo, but we're not going to hire people even though they're budgeted within the current budget until we know what our situation is, or until we feel like we know. And you know, the exceptions to that are clinic staff. If we had a clinic staff walk away, we're certainly going to replace that in a pandemic. But we're going to hold on and try not to do anything so that in that first 3 months, if we need an amendment, we can bring it forward.
That was Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan in conversation with KHNS reporter Claire Strempel. The Haines Economic Development Corporation has hired Haines resident Sally Anderson to take on the work of the nonprofit's former interim director, David Simmons, who was killed during a landslide earlier this month. Anderson will continue Simmons' work on initiatives such as the Buy Haines Economic Stimulus Program, which rewards residents who shop locally with gift cards to local businesses. She will also continue assisting businesses applying for grants through the CARES Act, a federal pandemic relief program. In an announcement posted on social media, HEDC Board President Greg Schlachter said, quote, "It is hard to move forward, but we want to honor David by continuing the economic development initiatives he was championing for the community of Haines." Schlachter wrote he was grateful that Anderson was willing to step in. Anderson is co-owner of Arctic Wild, a guiding company based in Fairbanks. She was first hired by HEDC in September to help review CARES Act grants for Alaska businesses. Many of Sitka's frontline healthcare workers and first responders joined others around the state on Wednesday when they received doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine arrived in Sitka early Wednesday morning. KCAW's Aaron McKinstry reports.
It's 4 in the afternoon, and the mood at Sitka's fire hall is jovial. Masked healthcare workers gather at 3 different tables, preparing to vaccinate 40 to 50 first responders this evening.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Craig Warren.
Stack is right there.
Surge started vaccinating their healthcare workers earlier in the day, but Sitka Fire Chief Craig Warren is the first emergency responder in line. After his paperwork is processed, he heads over to a fold-out table, riddled with packaged syringes and vials of fluid, and rolls up his left sleeve.
How was that?
I didn't feel a thing.
Good. You're done.
Why, thank you. Am I bleeding?
Warren says he's excited that the vaccine arrived as quickly as it did, and he was happy to go first.
I think somebody needs to set the example. Somebody needs to make sure and lead the charge.
Some side effects have been reported from the vaccine, including a rare but severe allergic reaction from a Juneau healthcare worker on Tuesday, the only anaphylactic reaction reported in the country so far. Another less serious reaction was reported from a second worker in Juneau on Wednesday. Warren says he's aware that he may experience muscle pain, chills, and fatigue, but he says it's worth it.
We know that COVID is a bad thing. We know that there are people dying. We know that there are people that are permanently disabled from this horrible virus. In my opinion, I think a little bit of uncomfort is worth it, not to get a virus that could cause some long-term effects.
Phase 1 of the vaccine rollout will include frontline healthcare workers, first responders, and long-term care residents and staff. The city of Sitka is also working with commercial air carriers and the Coast Guard to deliver the vaccine to remote communities served by Search and Public Health. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.